Good day, beloved children of God. This is Father Ivan Olmo of St. Mary Catholic Church and School. Today we will be reflecting on the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verses 43 to 54. Please join me now in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus left Samaria for Galilee. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his native place. When he came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves had gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he made the water wine. Now there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, who was near death. Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "You may go, your son will live." The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. While the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that his boy would live. He asked them when he began to recover. They told him, "The fever left him yesterday, about 1 p.m. The father realized that just at that time, Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he and his whole household came to believe. Now this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea. Heavenly Father, once again, we draw to you, and we ask you to open our lips to praise your holy name. Cleanse our minds and our hearts of any worthless, evil, distracting thoughts, feelings, or desires. Please, we beg you, give us the wisdom and the love to pray with attention, reverence, and true devotion. Father, may our prayer be heard in your presence, for it is offered through Christ our Lord. Amen. Jesus says, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." I think about all those things that really inspire me, things that cause me to increase my faith and my trust and my belief in Jesus. All those things that spiritually continue to encourage me to grow and to deepen this loving relationship that God continues to invite me and invite you into. And one of the sources of those inspirations are our students here at St. Mary Catholic School. Here we know that we're giving them a beautiful foundation in terms of their educational excellence. But we also know that the spiritual excellence is also such an important part of who they are. And so I enjoy going into the classes and just listening to them. Just listening to their amazing responses and all their amazing and profound questions that lead us to ponder our own faith. They're just amazing. And one of the places that they amaze me the most is during Mass, when they have an opportunity to ask us questions, also to provide answers to questions that have been put on our own hearts about our faith. And one day, I simply just looked at them and remained silent. And I just put out my hand, and all of them said, "Stop." And then I touched my eyes, and they all said, "Look." And then I touched my ears, and they said, "Listen." Stop. Look. Listen. And what I was hoping to encourage them to do is that in moments of difficulty, in moments of challenge, in moments that perhaps can lead us to despair and desolation, and perhaps moments of great confusion, that we simply need to stop what we're doing and kind of look around at where we're at and try to identify how we got into this state of life, and ultimately to listen to God's voice, to listen to the one who says, "This is my beloved son. Listen to him." And at that moment, I became a sign for our students. A sign is something that gives us information about something, or it provides us with some instruction, or it also can lead us in a certain direction. But we know spiritual signs. Spiritual signs are to lead us to deepen our faith and our trust in God. And we have to look for these signs in all things so that they can lead us to truly believe in Jesus and trust in Jesus, especially in times and moments that we're facing right now, to simply stop, look, and listen for Jesus. That should be our sign. That these spiritual signs can point us to a deeper reality, for they point us directly to God himself. But Jesus says, "You people, you see signs and wonders, and you still don't believe." We still don't believe, and Jesus is the sign, the only sign that we need, that reminds us of God's love and God's presence and God's desire for us. But this sign requires faith and trust in God. That Jesus says, "Unless you believe in the Son of Man, you cannot have life within you. Unless you believe in the one that the Father sent, you cannot have salvation. Faith is such a precious gift from God. It is how God continually reveals himself to us. It is how God communicates his goodness to us. Faith requires us not to see the sign, but simply to believe because the one who is speaking to us is believable, because everything that he's done has been for you and for me, has been for us, and all his promises have been kept, and so he is trustworthy. So when he says something, we simply need to believe. It's an act of love. It's an act of faith. For we don't have to see it, because we walk by faith and not by sight. Today, the royal official perhaps was seeking for a sign. He had heard that Jesus did all amazing things, miracles that he performed. Signs in Cana, signs in Galilee, signs in Capernaum. He simply looked at people and said, "Do you believe that I can do this? Do you believe?" "Yes, Lord, I do believe." And he says, "Then let your sight be restored. Let your leprosy be healed. Stretch out your arm, or rise and take your mat and go home." He simply said one word, and it was done unto them. So today this official comes to Jesus. Just imagine what it would take for someone of his stature and caliber in that day to come to Jesus, to have to come to Jesus as a last resort because he's helpless and perhaps hopeless, but he loves his son, and something inside him, he doesn't understand it, but something inside him says that the only person that could help me, the one person that could help my son, is Jesus of Nazareth. And so he comes to him. And Jesus simply says that unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe. You can already hear the disciples, "Lord, increase our faith. Help our disbelief." But Jesus knows that this man is humbling himself. Perhaps he will face ridicule for what he's doing. Perhaps he may even be mocked by the crowd. Jesus knows what that feels like. Jesus is moved with compassion for this man. He's moved with compassion for his son. He hears in his voice desperation. And Jesus wants to fulfill this will. He simply just says to the man, "Your son will live. Your son will live." He didn't rub any clay on his eyes. He didn't lay hands on him, by no means. He simply said, "Your son will live." Because we know, "Lord, to whom shall we go to?" To no one else, because you have the words of everlasting life. This reminds us of creation, where God simply says, "Let there be." And there is. There is light. There is heavens. There is a universe. There is stars. There's a moon. There's a sun. Simply, he says, let there be. And there's new life out of nothing. All we need is Jesus' word. His word is efficacious. When he speaks, things happen. Things are changed. They're converted. Out of nothing, life exists. In his word, ordinary bread and wine are transformed into his body and blood. He simply says the word, this is my body. This is the cup of my blood. Do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe when the priest in the person of Jesus says to you, I absolve you from your sins? Do you believe that you have been healed? Do you have believed that you have been restored and brought back to life, that you can rise again, take your mat, and go home? Do you even believe when at Mass you say, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but just say the word, just one word, whisper one word, Lord, any word, just say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Do you believe? Do you believe? You know, our words, our own words, can wound and can hurt, or they can encourage, raise up, and inspire. And we allow Jesus to use us as the instrument of his word. Imagine the way this world can be transformed. Imagine how at Jesus' word, it will be filled with light and love and life. Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe. Let us trust Jesus at his word, because his word is trustworthy. His word is truth, and his word has the power to change lives. It's efficacious. It has the power to heal. But we must believe, my brothers and sisters, that Jesus can do this. Let our faith be our sign that we believe in Jesus and in the one who sent him.